Today, because of people's obsession to become rich quickly, maraming ginagawang paraan ang mga tao para yumaman ng mas mabilis. Marami sa atin naghihintay ng mana. We hope that as our parents or grandparents pass on their possession to us, we're hoping na ito ang paraan para sa pagyaman natin. Pero many times nalulungkot ako. Kasi often, yung blessing nagiging curse sa pamilya kasi minsan pinag-aawayan. Mamaya naghiwa-hiwalay na sila. On the other hand, ang mga taong walang maasahang pamana, ang ginagawa nila para yumaman ng mas mabilis is pumasok sa iba-ibang klaseng sugal. Today, there are many forms of gambling. Online sabong, online gaming. Of course, meron yung normal na casino. Tapos, meron pang swertres, meron pang loto. Pero unfortunately, even as people gain money through these means, marami sa kanila ang bumabalik sa kahirapan. Kung hindi naman sugal, ang paraan ng ibang tao sa pagyaman is umutang. Today, nangyayari ito sa maraming negosyo. There was even one friend who told me na kinagat niya yung utang na 5% a month para lang mabuhay yung negosyo niya. Unfortunately, lalong nabaon. I really believe utang ang isang pinakamalaking rason bakit marami ang naghihirap. Pag naghirap sila, many are forced to steal. Today, even mga bata, natututong magnakaw kasi marami silang hinahangad na karangyaan sa buhay nila. Pag hindi pa rin siya nag-work, many people today sell their bodies or body parts just to be able to survive and hope that the money they get will be enough to start a new life. And then finally, if all these things does not work, people will sell drugs and other illegal stuff. Bakit tumataya ang mga tao sa mga bagay na ito maski mahirap? Kasi naniniwala ang karamihan na pag may pera ka, madaling gumawa ng pera. So sa karamihan, basta makahanap tayo ng maraming pera, madali nang gumawa ng pera after that. Totoo ba yon? I believe hindi. So while meron mga tao naghahanap ng mas mabilis na paraan sa pagyaman, mas marami pa naman ang who will just go to the normal way of making money. They become employees, they become nurses, chef, engineers. Yung iba naman, nagnenegosyo on their own. Pero despite of all these means to becoming rich, ang tanong ko, bakit marami pa rin ang naghihirap? Hindi ko sinabing mahirap, naghihirap despite of their ability to make money. In order to explain to you paano ba talaga gumawa ng yaman, I would like to start by introducing to you an important verse that I saw in Proverbs. Sabi ng Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man will abound in blessings, but he who makes haste to be rich will not go unpunished. Kanina I mentioned to you different ways of becoming rich. And I believe they are part of what is explained in the second part of this verse. Nasabi dyan, he who makes haste to be rich will not go unpunished. Karamihan na nagsugal, umutang, nagbenta ng mga illegal na bagay, alam mo, eventually naman, nawala rin naman yung kinita nila, di ba? On the other hand, I want to focus on the first part of this verse that says, a faithful man will abound with blessings. Ang ibig sabihin ng blessings is to have prosperity. So sinasabi ng Panginoon sa atin, kung faithful ka, marami kang blessing. Pero anong ibig sabihin nitong to be faithful? In the third lesson of the character portion of Breaking Through, we talked about this. To be faithful means to be trustworthy. On the other hand, sabi ng slide na ito, that a faithful person is someone who conforms to reality or live within the standard that this reality represents. What is this reality? Proverbs is telling us if we are faithful to the standard that we need to live by, blessings will come. Alam mo, when I saw the word blessings sa Proverbs 28, I remember the first time the Bible used this in Genesis 1:28. And by now, you know that this is one of my favorite verse. In fact, I call it my life verse because I design my life around the principles that tinuturo ng Genesis 1:28. And sabi dyan, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over all things. In the past, I believe, sinabi ko sa inyo, that in this verse, God is explaining to us how He wants us to live our lives. Gusto niya maging fruitful tayo. But then I also explained to you that fruitfulness is a function of the plant. So for you to be able to appreciate ano ang gusto ni God gawin mo sa buhay mo, kailangan natin intindihin paano ba namumunga ang isang tanim. The plant's life starts from a very simple seed. Pero bago siya mamunga, kailangan siya magpalaki ng mabuti. The plant must try to grow healthy. Kasi kung healthy ang tanim, kusa siyang namumunga. When Proverbs told us to be faithful, I believe it is telling us to live within the standard that God has set for us. And one of these standard or the reality that we need to live with is to live according to the ways of the plant. Let me explain kung ano itong pamamaraan na dapat natin sundin. A plant's life starts from a simple seed. The seed contains everything the plant needs to start its journey to fruitfulness. Sa loob ng seed, meron siyang pagkain na pwedeng gamitin ng embryo or the living plant para simulan ang proseso ng paggawa ng bunga. The plant starts with what it has, no matter how small its seed may be. Nakita ka na ba ng malaking-malaking puno? Nara, pine tree, acacia? Hindi mo ba alam na compared to the tree, ang liit-liit ng pinagsimula nila? Pero despite its very small beginning, the plant is able to eventually produce a lot of fruits. Pero paano ba siya nagsisimula? To begin its journey to fruitfulness, the plant will use the food inside the seed to produce a few roots and a few leaves. The new roots and the new leaves that the plant produces from the seed are essential to its growth. Ginagamit ng tanim ang roots and leaves niya to be able to produce food from the resources around it. I included an important word in this slide. Sabi ko dyan, the roots and leaves give the plant ability to produce food. Ability, parating yung maririnig sa akin yan. Kasi naniniwala ako na ito ang key ng pagyaman natin. Now, ano ang ibig sabihin ng to produce? To produce means to cause to happen or to come into existence. For the plant to produce fruit from the resources around it, kailangan magtrabaho ng tanim. It must work hard to convert ordinary resources to food that it can use to grow itself. To become fruitful, the plant must continually produce food from the food it produces daily. Ibig sabihin, dapat tuloy-tuloy. What do I mean? In order to grow, the plant will get water and nutrients from the roots. Ibibigay niya ito sa leaves so that the leaves can mix this with carbon dioxide from the air. Pag nakagawa na siya ng carbohydrates, ibibigay niya ito ngayon sa roots so that the roots can grow itself. As the roots grow bigger, it will be able to give more water and nutrients to the leaves that the leaves can now use to make more carbohydrates from the resources it gets from the air, and then give it to the roots again. Meron akong tanong sa inyo. What happens to the plant if one day it decides to stop producing food? alam mo yon, merong gap na a few days or maybe a few weeks sa paggawa niya ng pagkain, what happens to the plant? The plant may eventually die. Nangyayari ba ito sa tanim? Posible ba na merong panahon na hindi siya makagawa ng pagkain? Nangyayari, what are these things that prevents the plant from continually producing food? Minsan calamity. Nagkaroon ng El Nino. So for a long time, walang tubig. So hindi siya makagawa ng pagkain to be able to grow itself. On the other hand, minsan nagkasakit ang tanim. Alam ba nyo, pag nagkasakit ang tanim, ibibigay nung tanim yung ginagawa niyang pagkain dun sa portion na may sakit. Kasi it's hoping na maggamot niya siya. Pag hindi niya naggamot, eventually ikamamatay yun ng tanim. Minsan naman, nakikialam ang farmer. Some farmers will force the plant to bear fruit before its season and ikinamamatay din ito ng tanim because imbis na gumawa siya ng pagkain para palakihin sarili niya, pinipilit niyang ilabas yung pagkain niyang gawing bunga. So hindi na siya makalaki. As I continue, let me show you a nice picture. Do you like the picture you see? Grabe no? Ang liit ng paso, ang dami ng bunga. Do you want to be able to achieve that status? Alam mo, maliit na roots, ang daming bunga. Alam mo ba that this is impossible? For the plant to really produce a lot of roots, it must first grow a lot of roots. Kasi ano naman ang magpapakain sa bunga sa taas kung ang roots mo maliit? So today, many people will tell you na pwede kang yumaman ng mabilis. By gambling, by borrowing money, by acquiring inheritance, by stealing. Do you know why many people failed even if they gain money through this means? Kasi walang roots na kayang mag-alaga kung ano meron sila. Remember earlier I said, the roots and the leaves represents the plant's ability. The roots are the most important part of the plant. Yun yung abilidad niya na kuhain kung ano man ang meron sa palibot niya and convert it to something good, something that will help it grow healthy and will eventually produce its fruit. So I say, the deeper the roots, the greater the fruits. Let me now relate this kung paano talaga gumagawa ng yaman. Your journey to prosperity must start with what you have, no matter how small that may be. Pero pinanganak kang mahirap. Walang binigay na lupa ang magulang mo sa'yo. Since wala kang inheritance, how do you become rich? Some people will decide to steal. Some will even sell their body parts or even themselves. Pag nagkaroon sila ng pera, hoping na yayaman sila, they will gamble whatever they earn from the money they acquired illegally. Pero eventually, nawawala din yun. Kung gusto mong yumaman na wala kang pagsisimulan, ano dapat ang gawin mo? Do not ask anong magandang pasukin. Instead, ask anong meron na ako. What do I mean? Even if you are born poor, meron kang lakas na pwedeng gamitin. In one of the lessons I shared about work, sabi ko, dapat walang mahirap. Bakit? Kasi kung kaya mo magtrabaho and tama ang ugali mo sa pera, pwede kang gumawa ng pera maski wala kang pera. So lahat tayo pwedeng yumaman kung gagayahin lang natin ang pamamaraan ng isang tanim. Sabi ko sa inyo, the plant's life starts from a very simple seed. In order to start its journey to fruitfulness, gagamitin niya yung pagkain sa loob ng seed to be able to produce a few roots, a few leaves. So ano yun? Abilidad. So dapat, we should use what we have to grow our ability to make money from the opportunities around us. Pero pwede ka ba talagang gumawa ng yaman? Maski nagsimula ka sa isang lugar na hindi mayaman. Like for example, lagay na lang natin na may tindahan ka sa probinsya. pwede ka ba talagang yumaman maski galing ka sa probinsya? In the picture I showed you, this is a grocery store in a province. May pag-asa ba yan maging katulad ng Robinson or ng SM? Alam mo ba na kung ginamit mo lang kung anong meron ka properly, pwede kang yumaman maski saan ka galing? Let me explain. One of the biggest and richest company in the US is Walmart. Walmart started in a rural province in America. It was grown by the Watson family. So ginamit nila kung anong meron sila. Pinalaki nila abilidad nila and they became one of the biggest company in the US. Pero paano ito nangyari? When you are starting in your journey to become prosperous, dapat gagamitin mo yung perang kinikita mo para palaguin ang abilidad mo. Hindi siya ginagamit para ubusin. Dapat gamitin siya para padamihin. So today, empleyado ka. Bakit ka empleyado? Kasi yun lang kaya mo eh. Wala kang manang natanggap, wala kang maraming pera para pagsimulan ng negosyo, so empleyado ka lang. So dapat ginagamit mo yung kita mo para palaguin yung abilidad mo. Yung maliit na sweldo mo, kailangan yan para makakain ka. Pero dapat magtrabaho ka mabuti. Bakit? Para lumago ang abilidad mo kasi later, pag marami ka ng abilidad, babayaran yun ng kumpanya. Meron ka maliit na negosyo na ang tagal kumita, iniisip mo kailan pa ito lalago. Pag nagsisimula ang negosyo, hindi siya importanteng lumago. Importante gamitin mo yung kinikita mo sa pagpalaki ng abilidad, sa pag-intindi kung paano mo papadamihin ang benta mo. You know, today ho, our farm is struggling because on February 2022, our contract with Monterey ended. In the past, sila magbibigay ng baboy sa amin, sila magbibenta ng baboy para sa amin, bibigyan nila kami ng feeds, taga-grow lang kami. Though the income was smaller, it was okay. When they left, we have to start on our own. If you get a chance to check the YouTube channel of Moriah Farms, in-explain ko doon the evolution of our piggery. Pero today ho, nahihirapan pa kami because we're a new player in the industry. So therefore, yung perang kinikita namin, hindi namin ginagastos para mag-enjoy. Ginagastos namin siya palaguin yung abilidad namin. Ability to produce our own pigs, to grow our own hogs, to market our meat so that we can make more money from the money we earn. Friends, to prosper, you must make more money from the money you have faithfully. Kaya sinabi ng Proverbs, di ba? The faithful man will abound in blessing. Anong ibig sabihin to make money faithfully? This is the process of growth of a person. Nagsisimula ng maliit, biglang lalakas ang abilidad. As he grows his ability, he becomes stronger and prosperous later. Pero what happens if someday, sabi niya, ayoko magtrabaho today. Napapagod ako. So nagpahinga siya for a year. What will happen to that person when he decides to go back to work? He will start small again. Ito ang nangyayari sa karamihan ng tao. Nakita ng magandang trabaho, ayaw sa trabaho kasi bisit siya sa boss niya, bisit siya sa kasama niya, e nagre-reklamo siya maliit ang sweldo. So hindi siya nagtrabaho for 6 months. Ano mangyayari pag nagsimula siya magtrabaho ulit? Di ba nagsisimula sa maliit ulit? Alam nyo, sa panahon namin noon, hindi kami aalis sa isang trabaho pag hindi pa kami nakita ng ibang trabaho. Bakit? Kasi pag ginawa namin yon, mahirapan kami. Walang magulang na magpapakain sa amin, walang mayamang lolo na magbibigay ng mana. So we could not afford to stop working. Pero today, no, I'm impressed with many young adults. Kayang-kaya nilang gawin. And they believe it's a worthwhile gamble. Alam mo ba na when you stop working, you start spending. So whatever you earn in the past, mauubos yun. Kasi mahal maging tamad. Akala ng ibang tao, it's okay to stop working. Uy, magastos ng tamad kasi kakain din siya. And maghanap din siya ng mga bagay na ika-aaliw niya. And all of this requires money. Meron pang ibang tao, as they work, they like to spend what they have and do not save. When you do this, you stunt your growth or you delay your journey to prosperity. Maraming tao, they're so concerned about work-life balance. Maski bata pa sila, gusto nila na nagtatrabaho at nag-i-enjoy. Gusto nila ipagsama. Marami sa kanila nagsasabi, kailan ko pa enjoy yung pera ko? Pag matanda na ako, nawala na akong lakas. Let me share with you a story. My daughter has a friend who went to Manila and she was earning a lot. And one day she came to visit Bukidnon and she was sharing all her adventures. And as she shared her adventure, sabi niya every week may pinapasyalan siyang bagong lugar. So sabi ko sa kanya, Iha, how can you afford that? Sabi niya, Tito, budgeting lang yan. And kailan ako mag-i-enjoy? Pag matanda na ako, ang nanay ko at tatay ko nag-enjoy nung matanda na sila. Wala na silang energy. Pero sabi ko sa kanya, pero Iha, may pera sila. Sabi ko, pagparati mong inuubos ang pera mo habang bata ka, pagtanda mo, magtatrabaho ka pa rin. People deceive themselves by thinking that they should enjoy the money they have even in the early part of their career. Kaya parating walang pera. Akala nila balance is achieved by juggling pleasure and work. If you really want to achieve balance, you must look at the ways of the plant. For the plant to be able to enjoy many things, it must first work hard to build stronger roots. So this slide says, the deeper the roots, the greater the fruits. If you really want to have balance in your life, grow your roots early so that later you can enjoy many fruits. Ako, I am thankful that God explained to me the ways of the plant. Kung titingnan mo ang pamamaraan ng isang tanim, sa simula hindi siya magproproduce ng bunga. In fact, pag pinilit siya ng farmer to produce fruits early, ikamamatay niya yon. Pero if the plant will focus on growing its roots and leaves or the ability to make more food from the food it has produced, eventually, it will be able to enjoy a lot of fruits. Ganon din ho tayo. Paano ba gumawa ng yaman? Gagamitin natin kung anong meron tayo. Magtatrabaho tayo para makagawa ng pera. Yung pera na kinikita natin early in our career, we must use that to grow more abilities. As we make more money, we grow more abilities. As we make more money, we grow more abilities. In the proper season, yayaman ka din. I don't have time to explain to you everything the plant does in order to produce fruits. So, irireserba natin to sa sunod na lesson about money. I will explain to you next month ang proseso ng pagyaman. Friends, fruit should be enjoyed in the proper season. Money should be enjoyed when you have more than enough. And let me leave you with this truth. Ang yaman hindi hinahanap. Ang yaman ginagawa. Ginagamit lang natin ang pera as a tool to grow our abilities so that we can make more money from the money we have already. As you prepare for small group meetings, I suggest these three questions. What do you have already that you can use to make more money? Kung wala kang ari-arian, yung trabaho mo. So, gamitin mo yan as a platform to build a good future. And then, what abilities should you develop to take advantage of the opportunities around you? And lastly, what activities should you stop so that you can start to protect your money and grow it later? I hope meron akong na-contribute sa journey mo sa pagyaman. Sana nag-enjoy ka sa lesson na ito. Maraming salamat sa pakikinig.